T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. Kim on a whim.
I want to talk about a very important topic, Mark Cox, and that is, what is the most difficult sport? Because we got into a friendly debate about this the other day, and I now come armed with more knowledge, more information from ESPN about the top five most difficult sports.
I would like to revise and amend my earlier
comments. Oh, wow. Okay. Let's hear it.
Well, I just think it's important to point out, because what I said the other day was hitting a 90-95 mile an hour fastball is the hardest thing to do in sports. In saying that, it's not to suggest that baseball as a sport is the hardest sport, because everything else about baseball is not the most difficult thing. And catching a ball, throwing somebody out at first base, throwing somebody out from the catcher's mound, from the plate to second base. I mean, those are difficult things, but they're not the hardest thing in sports. So when I said the other day that baseball was the hardest sport, I meant hitting a 95-mile-an-hour fastball is the hardest thing to do in sports.
Okay, funny you say that, okay, because I would tend to agree with you on that. And I was talking to Michael, that's my husband, talking to him about this yesterday, because he played baseball for, I don't know, 20 years.
Yes.
And he was a great baseball player, and he feels like that baseball is the most difficult sport. And when I said, well, maybe hitting the ball is the most difficult thing to do in any sport, but the actual game of baseball isn't, he's like, but that is baseball. He's like, you can't be in the MLB if you're a terrible hitter.
Well, you can if you're a pitcher.
Well, yes, and he said that too. And even like when you're a catcher, like when Molina would get up to bat, if Molina hit, we're like, that's amazing. You know, like there's obviously, depending on which position you play, there's a little bit more grace. I think there's like this is the expectation of kind of your batting average. I found this interesting video that explains why hitting a ball at 90 miles per hour is so difficult. Listen
okay
to this.
All right.
The distance from the rubber to home plate is 60 feet 6 inches. Subtracting 5 or 6 feet to account for the pitcher's stride, it takes a fastball traveling at 90 to 95 miles an hour about 400 milliseconds to get from the pitcher's hand to the catcher's mitt. The batter is already at a disadvantage because it takes the human brain around 80 to 100 milliseconds just to process the image that the eyes are taking in. On top of that, it's going to take 150 milliseconds on average to get his bat around to meet the ball, and 25 milliseconds for his brain to send the signal to his body to swing. That leaves him with just 125 milliseconds to gauge the pitch and decide whether or not to go for it. To put this in perspective, it takes 300 to 400 milliseconds just to blink.
That's insane. To any baseball player, okay, hats off, that is wild.
Well, it's like I said the other day when I played in that game with some then retired Cardinals, and Brad Thompson was pitching for the other team. And Jason Isringhausen told me he's still throwing in the 80s, I'll bet. So he was only throwing the ball maybe 87, 88 miles an hour. And I laid a bat on it and got a foul once. And that's just because after the first pitch went past me and I didn't even see it, the minute he started his windup, I started swinging because I knew it was coming. I just didn't know where.
Yeah.
Right?
But I do stand by the fact that I do not think baseball as a whole is the hardest sport. I think gymnastics is harder overall than baseball. And according to ESPN, I'm correct. But why don't you guess the top five most difficult sports according to ESPN? Throw some out. What do you think number one is?
Women's wrestling.
Women's wrestling? You had to go there, right? Ironically, wrestling is up there.
Oh, yeah.
Wrestling
yeah,
is number five.
Yeah.
What's number one?
Most difficult.
Most difficult sport, according to ESPN.
ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe they went with tennis. Men's tennis at the highest level is incredibly difficult. I mean, most of us, there's no way we could return a serve from one of these folks. I'm at a loss. If it's not tennis or hitting a baseball, would it be gymnastics?
Nope. It's boxing.
Wow.
Am I living under a rock? Why was I like completely shocked to see boxing was ranked the most difficult sport? I guess it just doesn't
seem
like... Have
you been
in
a fight before?
No. I did shove my lacrosse stick in some girl's face because she was bullying one of our...
And
I got kicked out of the game. But no, aside from that, I've not been in a fight. So yes, that is scary, but I feel like when I think about all the other sports, I just don't think of boxing as the most difficult.
Well, go back and look at some of Mike Tyson's boxing days. I mean, the guy's 5'11", right? Weighs 240 pounds, has reach 10 inches shorter than a lot of his opponents, and he absolutely murdered people. I mean, it's an incredibly brutal sport. I might even think that some of the MMA stuff is even harder than regular boxing because you don't have to worry about somebody trying to kick your leg out from under you if you're boxing.
Yeah, but I agree it's difficult, but is it the most difficult out of all sports? Like it's boxing?
It's brutal.
It is brutal.
Professional football, but not football at every level, but professional football has to be one of the most difficult
things.
Yes,
that's number three.
Okay.
Boxing, ice hockey. That's okay. Just hard. You're on skates.
Hockey is two different sports. It is skating and playing hockey.
No, hockey would be very, very hard. So boxing number one, ice hockey number two, football, basketball, wrestling, then martial arts, tennis, gymnastics, then baseball/softball.
Okay.
Then soccer, by the way.
Of the top five, I've never played hockey. I never did. Just didn't grow up with it.
Do you know how to skate?
Barely.
That's why.
I generally don't fall on my arse when I go, but I can't go fast. My son can skate circles around me, right? He's just a speed demon.
I wish I could skate backwards. Yeah. I don't know how to do that.
And that's the first thing they teach you in hockey.
Mm-hmm. No, I would be a terrible hockey player.
I don't know. I can see boxing is a brutal sport. I told you I just did it once and got my nose broken and that was the end of my boxing career.
Yeah, but you're just like throwing punches. And I understand you have to dodge them and it's a certain area.
Do.
Like
You have to take a punch.
I know.
That's
but
it.
But I feel like I keep going to gymnastics, but I feel like there are so many different events in gymnastics and you have to be skilled at each one of them. And they all use a different skill set. It's strength. It's endurance.
It's balance. I don't know in gymnastics how much endurance plays into it.
No,
I mean,
because like a routine that you're doing for a long time, you really have to build up your endurance to be able to get through that without, you know, after like 30 seconds.
Have you tried to go 10 rounds?
What?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Have you tried to box 10 rounds?
Oh, I was like, I mean, 10 rounds? Incredible. What are we talking about
it's
here?
Incredible, it's incredibly tiring.
I have not boxed like, 10 rounds. Should we do that as a Mark Cox
I'm
Morning
just telling
Show
you,
team, maybe?
I completely understand the boxing thing. If you go to a self-defense course, most times they'll tell you everybody should get punched in the face at least once. You know why? To prove that you're not going to die because you got punched in the face. Like, I got punched in the face in a fight, several fights in high school, and then I got my nose broken when I tried boxing in college. And the lesson I learned was people with as much cartilage in their nose as I have should not box. Or you should have the cartilage taken out before you box, so it's just like a piece of rubber that, you know, bounces around when it gets hit.
I'd want, you know how they wear a mouth guard? I'd want like a nose guard.
Yeah.
Not that I love my nose, but I would, you know, like some sort of a protection over my nose.
And baseball is number 10 overall on their list.
Nine.
Is that right? 9 or 10?
Counting is hard. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
9.
Number 9.
So as hard
Soccer's
as batting
10.
Is, they've taken the sport as a whole and said that it's the 10th hardest thing to play.
Basically. Like okay. Lacrosse made the top 15, water polo, alpine skiing.
Because that's two sports also, swimming and playing polo.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think it'd be hard because you're treading water for how long?
I would drown. Gone. Couldn't do that.
Oh, I definitely would too. That would be that takes endurance. That it would be very exhausting.
We should ask our friend John O'Sullivan. We should get him on here because he was pretty good at that sport.
He was good at that
sport. He used to brag about it all the time.
I'm sure all people listening right now are like, no, let me tell you why my sport is the most difficult. I'll have you know, Kim.
I'm sure. Well, good. Well, I'm glad that you've explained that then because that's been bugging me since last week. I'm like, you know, I really should have been more specific about the fact that hitting a baseball at that speed is, which would bring up women's softball too, because they throw that ball and I don't know, what
How
is it,
fast?
75, 80 miles an hour? I mean, they're getting those pitches across the plate. That would be incredibly hard too, the batting portion of it for sure.
Well, their arms swing so fast,
oh,
it freaks me out.
Mm-hmm. And they're pitching underhand. So
no, I know, that's why it's almost even scarier.
But still getting 85 miles.
I know. It's I couldn't hit one of those either, even if the ball's bigger. It wouldn't matter. All right, Kim, interesting. I'm glad we went back and addressed that elephant in the room.
Hashed it out.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll hash out asterisk later.
So my comments last week should have had an asterisk after them, is that what you're saying?
I'm looking at my poll right now,
yeah,
just so you
that
know.
Going?
There's still time to vote if you'd like to go to my Twitter, or I believe Mark shared it as well. We're debating how you say the word asterisk. Is it asterisk, which is correct, or asterisk? I can't even say it the way you guys
it's
do.
It's because asterisk. Yours is wrong.
That just how it's spelled.
Okay.
We have the
oh
dictionary.
Oh, my gosh. I'm telling you guys. 1 second ago, asterisk was winning. I am not kidding. 1 second ago, asterisk was winning. Now it's tied 50-50.
How can 50% of the people be so wrong?
In choosing your option?
Pronounce,
I know.
No.
I can't even believe it.
Pronounce the word risk for me.
No, that's different.
Because you can say risk.
No.
So you can say asterisk.
It's different.
That's
asterisk.
It's asterisk.
Thank you, Carl, for pointing that out.
Asterisk.
Anyway, go vote on Kim's Twitter poll. That's going to end before the end of the show today. We're going to be back. We got lots to get to. Next hour, Linda McMahon is going to join us. John Lamping is going to join us. We'll talk more about the a new entrant into the Secretary of State's race, who most recently, from what I understand, was trying to do an initiative petition for abortion in Missouri, and now is running as the GOP candidate for Secretary of State. That's an interesting twist. We'll be back in just a minute.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.